Now, you know, I loved Kill la Kill. I love Death Note. I'm currently watching, I like to watch one series at a time, but I'm kind of watching a couple now. So I'm watching Soul Eater now, and then also Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. So I'm watching those two now, and really enjoying those.
Thank God for Toonami and Hulu.
I finally have a membership to Crunchyroll, so I've been
Oh,
using
very
that to
nice.
kind of skim things too.
Excellent. Well, that's not though the only limit. You also, and this is something that I also notice amongst a lot of anime fans and such. We're also fans of the classic cartoon series of Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon. I believe you have a great affinity for especially I do notice a lot of Hey Arnold stuff.
I still love Hey Arnold. I'll watch it any day of the week. I really love that show because it was so relatable as a kid. When that was on, I was that age, like the same age as the characters. And I mean, the plots and stuff that they were going through were so realistic. It wasn't just like this crazy shit happening that you're like never gonna happen, like fairy tale stuff. Like it was all stuff that could happen.
And what about, were there any other Nicktoons or cartoons that you were big time into?
Just like Nickelodeon stuff.
Yeah, Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon.
It's kind of funny because like sometimes I'm like, oh, I like Nickelodeon more, and sometimes I'm like, I like Cartoon Network more in terms of their shows. Sometimes it's hard picking certain things that I loved, like Nickelodeon. Hey Arnold was my favorite. Our Real Monsters was so good. Rocko's Modern Life was so good, and watching some of that stuff now as an adult is just like, holy shit, how did they get away with this?
Exactly. How did, and that's an interesting thing. What do you think about that? That we literally watched cartoons with major adult humor. I mean, Ren Stimpy being the largest offender. Literally, I mean, what do you think about that now as like, you know, as our generation, as we've like, you know, grown up watching that, like, you know, in the face of what today, less so than it was years ago, but there was a kind of a moral censorship on that. I mean, what do you think about just that crafty stealth thing? And as well as, you know, maybe the truth is, you know, the kids really don't get it.
Yeah, they really just don't. I mean, I didn't. I like to think I wasn't that dumb as a kid. But yeah, I watching it now, I mean, I think I got like the first season or two of Rocko's Modern Life, and I started watching again. I was just like, holy crap, how did I not realize he was like working a sex phone line? You know, stuff like that. You just did not notice, and you just thought it was stupid humor as a kid, like. And now you're just like, oh God. But it's still funny, and that's kind of what I like about it. Now you watch it and it's still hilarious, but just in a different way.
Especially Mrs. Bighead playing strip poker with Philbert and Rocco.
Oh my God. I know.
Welcome to adulthood.
So.
For those of you who were recently at KatsuCon 2015, you might have seen Neptune at a booth in the Artist's Alley. I believe that was with you were with your friend who goes by well, her company is known as Bunny Machine, if that is correct.
Yeah, that's her I mean, that's not what she goes by as like her name,
No, no,
obviously.
no.
Her name is Kim Graziano Wall. So that's how people can find her too, but her Instagram name and what she uses at banners for stuff is Bunny Machine, so.
And how did you become involved with her work?
Honestly, I found her because I had gotten so many bad anime tattoos done before. Well, not that many, but I'd gotten some, and it's just that so many tattooers don't understand how to tattoo an anime tattoo. So many of them want to make it a tattoo style, which really takes away from the character and just doesn't make them look the same. So I had a couple that I was just not very happy with. And so I finally found her through a friend, and I went to her, and I just loved her work so much. I just stayed with her. And then we became good friends through that. And thankfully, like, from me posting her work on my Instagram, so many people were like, oh my God, she does the style that I want. She understands how I want these, you know, illustrated tattoos done. And so she's gotten a lot of work from it.
And I mean, and what, like, what specifically though attracted your, like, you know, her style that, like, basically said, this is a person who understands exactly what I have in mind.
She's also a huge nerd, and she grew up watching anime. She, like, her style of drawing is anime, but a little bit different, but she understands it, and she's drawn it so many times, and she grew up watching the same stuff as me, so, she really loves it, and because she loves it so much and she understands how to do it, she just knows how to execute work so well.
And if I may pry, is she the artist behind a lot of your of a lot of your own artwork that you have? The lot you
oh
make?
Yeah, Kim has done at least 20-25 tattoos on me. And that's only like in the past few years I've been going to her, because she's just so good. Like, I rarely go to other artists for anything at this point.
And considering all the stuff that you're a fandom of, how do you think that applies to you as you, as to who you are? You know, that the anime, the cartoons, the cosplaying, the expression, the art, aesthetic, everything. How do you think that maybe just says, this is me, your philosophy on life kind of thing?
I mean, I basically just kind of accepted that I'm always just going to be a kid. I'm 25, and at this point, I feel like I have not grown up. Like, I've matured, but at the same time, like, I just love the things that I love. And, you know, I just really don't care if people like that or not. Like, it's just, take what you get. I like what I like, and I'm not afraid to express myself for what I like.
And do you think that that, you know, that attitude of forever young is just kind of something that just basically says, look, it's what helps us, you know, go on and, you know, make it in the chaos and the maelstrom of modern living?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always going to find enjoyment in those things that I loved when I was younger. And I think the other thing is there's so many things coming out and like, now, like, so many of the shows that kids are watching now, I just don't even, like at all. So I just feel like the things that I grew up with, like, still keep me interested. And there's just kind of a level of this stuff that is not what things now can reach.
I see. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to tell my audience? Maybe about, like, just, like, you know, especially to those who might have considered going into cosplay and considering maybe going down any of the paths you've gone down.
Really just stay true to yourself. And, you know, said so much, but it really is true. I mean, I never thought that I would be as well known as I am for doing, you know, Suicide Girls and stuff. And I get so many times from people being like, I love your page, not just because of your modeling, but because of all the other crazy stuff that you post, because I really don't care. I mean, I'll post 10 memes and then I'll post like a picture of my butt or something. Like, it's just how I do it. So.
Hell yeah. And would you like to tell my answer about your various presence on the webs on websites?
Yes. I'm trying to be so much better at using Facebook and Tumblr this year. Instagram's kind of like my go-to social media, so you can also find me on Tumblr and also Facebook as Neptune Suicide. Always Instagram, you can find me. It's Neptune Explains It All. I'm on there. So yeah, find me on there. I'm also obviously on Suicide Girls and Cosplay Deviants.
Well, Neptune, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to sit with me today.
Anytime.
And I wish you best of luck in all your ventures.
Thanks. You too.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.